We are learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. We are going back to the Kinyan Chazaka of Nichsei Hager, and a few halachas that we learned was that first of all, if you have two properties side by side with a Meitzar in between, let's say a Meitzar means a border, it means a raised earth in between. If you make a Chazaka on one, it's not a Chazaka on the other one. You have to make a Chazaka on both in order to be kind of both Nichsei Hager. That was one halacha we learned. There's another halacha we learned, is that if it's a boundary, the boundaries are defined, so then I make, according to Rav, I just dig a little bit in one of the in that property, I'm cutting the whole property. Mashenkin, if it's not defined, then I have to do two rows of plowing in order to be considered a chazaka. Shmuel held, you always have to do that, but Rav holds that it depends if it's a property is defined or not. So those are two halachas, and it's the gay of what we're learning now. Omar of Asir and Vechlam. Hameitzar v'achatzov mafsikim nichsei hager. When it comes to nichsei hager, we said if you kind of one, you're not kind of the other one. What's called a hefsik? Either a meitzar, which means that the earth in between is raised, or there was a chatzav in between. Chatzav is a type of tree or grass that Yeshua used to make the different boundaries in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you use this type of plant? Because this thing goes straight down. The roots don't go sideways. The roots go straight down. So therefore, it's not be yonik, not from this side, not from that side. It's yonik, it's mamash right in between. It's very good for making borders. So the halacha is that's enough of a border that if I make a chazaka on this property, it's not going to be a chazaka on the other property. It's enough of a border for that. It's enough of a hefsek. Masha inkein, aval inya pay of a tumma, it's not loy, it's not enough of a hefsek. Meitzah chatzav is not enough of a hefsek, not enough of a separation, they consider two. And we'll see what does pay got to do with two and tumma, we'll see in a second. He also, Ravan of Yechon, I feel a pay of a tumma, he argues, says pay and tumma are exact same thing on Nichsei Hager, and it is a hefsek when it comes to pay and tumma. Now, what does a hefsek by pay mean? What does that have to do with anything? Pay a mahi, the title to the Mishnah. We know pay a, you have to give from a property pay a for aniyim. It means you have to leave a certain amount of the field, let's say the corners. It doesn't have to be that for the corners if you're avoiding the Mishnayos and Peah. But the shear in Mishnayos Peah, I think, is like 1/60th of the property has to be left for the Aniyim. Has to be left for the Aniyim. Now, each field got to be left a portion of the Aniyim. If you have two properties, one on this side of town, one side of the town, obviously you're leaving two sets of Peah in each one. What about if you have two fields side by side? So if it's one field, you only leave one payah. But if it's two fields, then you give two payah. So what makes it like two properties? So payah ma'itnan, ve'el mafsikin lepayah, ha'nachal v'ashlulis. Nachal is land that is very rocky, full of stones. It's not royal Israel. So if you have that in between the two fields, it's considered two fields. But if it's not, if there's nothing in between the two fields, it's just like we have a chlekes about a meitzah and a chatzav, then it's not mafsik. Shlulis is also mafsik. What's shlulis? Shlulis is a big puddle. It's a puddle that has a bunch of rainwater in there. It's basically, it could be a little stream, a little lake, and that's also a hefsek between the two properties. Another thing that's a hefsek on top of our base, b'derech harabim, irishus harabim is a hefsek, and this is, and the next things are loy zuafsu. Not only is harabim a hefsek, a derech hayochid is as well also a hefsek. That's also a hefsek. What's a derech hayochid? It's 4 amos wide. It's a street that the Yechidim use it. It's not just a rabbin, but it's the Yechidim use it. And it's 4 amos wide. It's a walking path that's 4 amos wide. Vishvil Arab, I said walking path. This is a derech hayochid. Even horse and buggies go here as well. Even a shvil Arab, even a walking path that the rabbin uses a hefsek. Vishvil yochid, even a walking path of a yochid, hakavua ben yomayis ha-cham ha-cham, that you always walk here, is also considered a hefsek. But if it's something you only use in the Chama, but in the winter you don't walk on this path, why? Because people plant it here. If you plant it here, you don't walk there, then it's not called a hefsek. So that's the Mishnah in Maseches Peah, that certain things are called a hefsek between two properties, and you have to take peah on each side. Now, the same thing applies to here by a chatzav and a meitzar. What's the status of two properties that have a chatzav, which is this plant that Yeshua used in between, or if it has a meitzar, if it has raised earth in between? Is that considered one or two? That's machlokes between the two marayim here, if it's considered a hefsek or not. That's by payah. What's tumma? Tumma mai. So I'll speak out outside a little bit before we see it inside. The halacha is that if someone walks into a bikkah, and we know for sure, but vadai, there's a caver here. We're not sure if he touched the caver, he walked over the caver or not. So is he tumma or not? We know that if it's a shusha yachid, sofik tumma b'shusha yachid is tumma. Safek Tum of Shiram is Tar. But here we're talking about Shusiyach, let's say. But let's say.
What?
Not Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is the Kohen Rabbanon. Even if you don't know there's a caver there, then it's also. Here's the one you know there's a caver there. You know for sure there's a caver there. So halacha is that if you walk in here, it's a Safek Tum of Shiyach and you're Tame. But let's say you walk into field A and the thing is in field B. So then, of course, you're not Tame because you know you didn't walk into field B. Let's say there's field A and B, and one of them have, and B has a tumah, but I'm not sure which one I walked into. So now, it's a svek sveka. Safik, maybe I walked into A, not B. And even if I walked to B, maybe I didn't touch the kever. So then it'll be tam. If you want the yama. So let's see it inside now. The tanat. Hanichnas labika meisek shamim. The reason it says meisek shamim is because then it becomes a shushiyachid. The meisek shamim is when they planted, and people did not walk here freely around this bika, so it's called a shushiyachid. So you walk at that bika meisek shamim, the tumah v'sada planting. There's tumah in that sada. Bika is a big plateau, big area, has a bunch of properties. There's tumah in one of those fields. V'omar, he says, alach l'malkam alaz. I went into that bika. V'ini dayam nechnasi l'osu l'malkam. I don't know if I went near that cave. V'mlav. Rabbi Eliezer matar. Rabbi Eliezer holds his tahar because it's svek sveka. We'll see in a second. Svek sveka. V'chom matam. Chom holds tumah. Shoy Rabbi Eliezer aimer. Sofik bia tahar. If it's a sofik bia tahar, sofik maga tumah. So here, Safik be a tar, Safik maga, tuma is tame, then you're tame. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the Safik, even if you went in here, it's svek sveka. Chum hold, look, it's one big Safik. When I walk into this bika, and I'm not sure if I touch the caver, it's one Safik, did I touch the caver or not? Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a svek sveka. Why? Because I can make like a double Safik. Did I walk into field A or B, and if I walk to B, did I touch the caver? So you hold svek sveka, therefore it's tar. Now, in Rabbi Eliezer, what makes something two properties? If it's one property, it's pasha, it's only one suffix. What makes something two properties? So the Gemara had a machloik is, if a meitzar and a chatzav make it into two properties or not. Because if it makes it into two properties, now I have a suffix, svek sveka. Did I walk into that property? And if I did, did I touch a tumah? But if it's not called a hefsik, so it's one suffix. Did I touch the kever? Because I definitely walked into the property. It's one big property. So that's where it's the geya. This machleik is in Rav Eliezer's the geya. Not again in the Rabbana, but it holds anyway, Tommy. Because one holds, even if it's two properties, it's still called one suffix. Did I touch the kever or not? But according to Rav Eliezer, holds they could use this type of svek sveka, which is an interesting svek sveka. So then, by fear of Eliezer, there'll be the machleik is if you have a meitzer chatzav are considered a hefsik. So now Gemara makes a diik. Aval Shabbos loy. This whole shaila, if a meitzar and a chatzav is a hefsek, is only legabe tuma or peya, and for sure legabe nichsa ager. But for Shabbos, not. What is Shabbos? Shabbos, we'll see in a second what it is, but I'll give you a little sneak preview. It means like this: that the halacha is you have to when you carry on Shabbos, you do haitzah, let's say from shiyach to shirabim. If you take a very small thing, you're not chayav achatas because it has to be a shear of a groigros, a dried fig. So if someone takes a half a fig into a shisharabim here, and then he brings half a fig into a different shisharabim, maybe that's not mitzarev. That's the shayla. Let's see the Gemara inside now. The dig is of Shabbos loy. Rav Amar fill in Shabbos that the same shayla of meitzar and chatzav is also gavish Shabbos. So chalik is now if meitzar and chatzav applies gavish Shabbos. The time of the brayso. Hoitzi chatzi gregos shisharabim. Someone took out a half a gregos, half a fig, half a dry fig into shisharabim. Ve'nicha, and he put it down, and he put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. V'chazav ha'yitzichatz gregus, he went back into Shiyachid, got another half of gregus, and put it down. So halacha is behalam echad, if it was one mistake, he forgot it was Shabbos, and he still didn't remember, chayiv. Yechayiv, even though he did a half at a time, yechayiv. V'shnei alamos, but if he did it in two different alamos, potter. This is a pashta halacha, that if it's two different alamos, then it's not mistar, because he forgot twice, potter. Rabbi Yosi Yemir says that even behelam echad it's possibly a potter. I'll tell you how. Rabbi Yosi behelam echad on top of the involved now behelam echad brishus achas chayiv. If it's into one rishus rabim, so then even though it's two different times, as long as helam echad chayiv. But b'shtei rishuyos if it's two different rishus, for example, one is on this side of shiachid, and one is the other side of rishus yachid, so then the halacha is the potter. Va'amar Rabba. Rabba says, what makes something into two Rishus HaRabims? There has to be a Rishus HaYachid in between those two Rishus HaRabims in order to separate them. But if it's a karmelis in between the two Rishus Rabbims, that's not enough. For example, take a regular highway in today's day and age. There's a big grassy knoll in between the two highways. There's a big grass area. And that's a Karmelis. That's not a Rishus Rabbim. So let's say you bring into one side of the highway going north and you put in the other side going south. So according to Rabbah, you still be Chayav Echatas. Because there is only a Karmelis in between two Rishus Rabbims. We'll call one big Rishus Rabbim. Even if there's a Karmelis in between, it's called a separation. Aval pisla loy. Pisla is a mokum patur. Pisla is a mokum patur, which means it's something that's not four tvachim wide. It's not four tvachim wide. It's not yud am is high.
The railing.
No. The pisla is a mokum.
What would be the railing of the highway?
A railing would be a mokum patur, exactly. The fence of a highway would also be a mokum patur. So that would not be enough. You had two highways and just had a fence in between without grass in between. That would be considered a pisla, like a mokum patur, which is not high and wide enough to be considered its own rishus. That's a mokum patur, which is bottled to any rishus. So that would not.
Then
you'd be chayav, because it's not called a hefsek. Rav Amar filu pisla, even a mokum patur that's in between is enough to be considered a hefsek. I think the Shia Makam Torah is it's 10 Tfachim and maybe it's 4 Amis. I'm not sure it's 4 Tfachim. It's Yud Tfachim and 4 Amis. But Al Kaponim, he says even a Makam Torah is considered a Hefsek. So now, Rava says before that even the Shabbos, a Meitzar and a Chatzav is considered a Hefsek. So that's all Rava L'shitasa that holds even a Pisla is enough, which got a Meitzar Chatzav is Pashta, a bigger Kiddush, but. That's considered a hefsek in between two shirabim. Back to the Gemara before, he said was that if there's a meitzar or a chatz in between, it's two shirabims. That's going according to Rava, of course. According to Rava, you need a chiv chatz b'neim, obviously it wouldn't be enough. Which the Gemara did before, that's not enough. Rava says, filling in Shabbos, it's Rava, shtikla shitasoi, that Rava holds that even a pisla is enough to be considered a hefsek in between the two properties.
Why does one shus make a difference if you have a potter?
Because it's not the same shirabim. It has to be the same shirabim, that's all.
You did it
itself. Right,
it's places.
It's always the word melechas machshav. It's just like why isn't half a gregos called itself? I took out a half a gregos.
So now they tell me I'm going to
so I took out an hour. No, right. No, yeah. So it's not called a chashav melacha. It's two different places. The whole word why half a gregos not enough is that's melechas machshav. It has to be a chashav melacha. To bring two different places is not enough to make a tziruf, to make it into a chashav melacha. It's not a chashav melacha. You look at it in Balabatish way, it's very easy to understand it. Let's say, you know, you're hard to do a job. You're telling me I put a half a gregos here, half a gregos here. What kind of job? I didn't do anything. Like, you didn't do it. It has to be a chosh of malacha in the same place. Okay, now I look at it together. Now it's one big gregos in one place. Two different places. It's not like it has to be. It's not enough just to do something according to letter or law to do it. So I have to do malachas machshavas. I have to do something chosh. So that of also Rav Tamei, the Rava Rosh Shabbos Kshus Gittin Dami. Rava goes to Tamei that he said in Masechtas Gittin that there we had an isha. We wanted to give a get to isha, and she didn't have any property to make a kinyan. So he was makna a chatzar to the isha to make a kinyan chatzar. Now, it landed on a pisla sheva chatzar. It landed on a mokim patur that was in the chatzar. So Rava says it's not megoreshes because a pisla is considered a mokim achar, and it only gave you one mokim, not two mokimis. So it's Rava l'shitasa the holes. It's just like a gabe gittin. It's considered a different reshus. The gabe Shabbos also the pisla is considered a mokim chashuv, and they asked me to be a different reshus. And therefore, it's mechalik the two reshuyos, and that's the way Rava goes. L'tamei akaponim. This is all Rava who says meitzah chatzav. It's considered a hefsek. It's going shitasa over here also. That's considered a hefsek regarding the iser haitzah when it comes to two half gregors.